Hello everybody. This is the translation of John Sherry's message for Sunday the 6th of March. Over the last few times that I have spoken on a Sunday morning, we have considered various subjects. We have looked at the will of God, the grace of God, etc. We must never lose sight of the fact that our standing today is all from God. As Paul said to the Ephesian church in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And today we may never understand it with our human minds, but accept by faith the fact that we have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, something that should humble us, that the God who created the heavens and the earth loved us and wanted us to be part of his family. That is why John wrote in his Gospel, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." If you have not experienced personally this unmerited love that God is offering, then why wait? Paul said to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, "For he says, in the time of my favour I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation." We have spoken about what God has done for us and what God is offering. What is our response going to be when we have this personal encounter by faith with the Lord Jesus? The word that the Bible uses is testimony. The word has its origin in Latin, testis, meaning witness. In the dictionary, it has various meanings: a formal written or spoken statement, evidence or proof of something, a public recounting of a personal experience. Each one of us who are Christians have a testimony, evidence of the transforming, changing power of the Lord Jesus in our lives. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." I would like to look at how we testify. I would like to suggest three ways in our lives: obedience, actions, witnessing. The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." My, that's sobering today, isn't it? If you love me, keep my commandments. For those of us who say we are Christians, does this mark us out from others? Are we evidencing by our lives that we are following Jesus? The first commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind. Challenging. I speak to my own heart also. Is Jesus first in our lives above all else, or are we following from a distance? In Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47, we read, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." For me, this marks out our testimony, the evidence or proof that something real has happened. The first point regarding testimony is obedience. They gladly received the word and were baptised. I would suggest that here is our first step in testimony. It is what we call believer's baptism. The Christians were showing to the world, testifying to this change by being obedient to God's word when the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of their understanding. They understood from God's word that the first step in evidencing this inward change was to be baptized. Could I ask everyone this morning, have you followed the Lord Jesus in obedience by being baptized? Using this as an opportunity to testify to this inward change that has taken place? In our scripture reading, we saw that those that believed the word were baptized. You might be saying, well, I was baptized as a child. That is something completely different to what the Bible is talking about here. When you were a child, that was the choice of your parents to bring you into a religious system. You had no choice in the matter. Your parents were expressing their desire to bring you up in the faith. Here in Acts, these are people who have made a deliberate choice of their own to follow Jesus and wanted to show the world of this inward change within their lives. They believed and were baptized. We have the man from Ethiopia in Acts chapter 8 and verse 36. As they travelled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized? He heard the word of the Lord through Philip. The Holy Spirit opened his eyes and he knew that the right thing to do in his first steps in following the Lord was to be baptized. Look what the Bible says. After this experience, he went on his way back to his country rejoicing. We have the example of Lydia also, the business lady that Paul met in Thyatira. The Bible says that the Lord opened her heart to hear the things that Paul was teaching, and we read, after this she was baptized. We could go on with other examples from Scripture, but the teaching of the Bible is clear that baptism follows conversion and is our first step in testimony, showing our obedience to the Lord Jesus. We will have the joy in a few weeks' time of witnessing the baptism of Dorcas as she seeks to follow the Lord. If you feel that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today, then do not resist this call to obedience in following the Lord Jesus, and take this first step in testimony, in letting your light shine in testimony and taking this step. Remember what the Lord Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The second practical point about testimony is our actions. Look at what the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. The people, when they saw Peter and John, knew that they had been with Jesus. What a statement about their lives. The people who looked at them and were watching what they were doing knew that they had been with Jesus. In our comportment, our way of doing things, would people know that we had been with Jesus? I find this a real challenge every day as I go about my normal life. Do I act like Jesus? Do I deal with situation as one who is a new creation in Christ Jesus? It is so easy to become irritated, to be angry, unforgiven. Often when I'm driving, I become easily irritated and Mary Claude will rebuke me saying, is that how a Christian should be behaving? We often look for the easy option to take the path of least resistance. Go back to our text. The early Christians continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, in prayers, in fellowship, in breaking bread together, in remembrance of what the Lord Jesus accomplished for us at Calvary. Today, sadly, in our Christian lives, too often we allow our emotions to lead us and we go up and down. One day on the mountain top, then sadly the next day we are in the valley. Look at the life of David, the difficulties, the trials, and look what he could say in Psalm 145, verses 2 to 4. Every day I will praise you and extol your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. Every day. A great testimony that we can have today is that spirit of continuance, that spirit of prayer, that spirit of Christian community, fellowship, togetherness. Remember what we said earlier? Would the world know by our actions that we have been with Jesus? Are we showing that love and affection for each other? Remember obedience and the other commandment of the Lord Jesus, to love your neighbour as yourself. I think the words of Mother Teresa, the missionary to India, are very relevant when we are talking about testimony by action. She said, spread the love of God through your life, but only use words when necessary. We have thought about obedience in relation to testimony. We have thought about our actions in relation to testimony. And now lastly, I would like us to think about witnessing as a testimony to what the Lord has done for us in our lives, to tell others about what we have in Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we read, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Look what he says, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. So if we as Christians are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, then we should be shining brightly. Are we? By our obedience, by our actions, and last but not least, witnessing, as Peter says, proclaiming the excellencies of Christ. Last week, Pascal was talking about how, as Christians, we are salt and light in the world. We have to bring light into a dark world. I just love the examples that we have in the Bible of people who shared their faith, and I could talk for hours about those who gave testimony to the change that had taken place in their life. Don't worry, today I have chosen just one to encourage us to witness for the Lord Jesus. We live in a world that is hostile in general to the gospel. We live in a Western society where we still have the opportunity to worship freely and tell others about the light of the world, our Lord Jesus. In the materialistic society we live in, it is difficult to tell someone that they need the Lord Jesus. Often it's easier for us to stay silent than face the scorn and ridicule of those around us. Look at the words of Paul to the Roman Church in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. A real rallying cry, leading by example in spreading the good news of salvation. Look at the woman the Lord Jesus met at Samaria's well. When he talked with her and the eyes of her understanding were opened, what did she do? Continue drawing water from the well? Carry on with her promiscuous way of life? No, the Bible tells us that she left her water pots and ran into the town, where she was probably despised by many people, to tell them about the Lord Jesus. She told them to come and see a man who told me everything that I had done. Is not this the Christ? What happened? We are told that many came out of the city to Jesus. The people had seen the change in her life, listened to her, and came to Jesus. What a testimony! This woman, who in her past had been living in the darkness of sin, was now shining brightly as the light of the glorious gospel which had shone into her darkened heart. So today we have looked at three aspects of testimony: obedience, action, witness. What is our response going to be? Are we going to continue following Jesus from a distance, or are we going to renew our energy? I will leave you with the words of Paul to the church at Rome in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. May the Lord encourage and challenge each one of us as we live for him today. Amen.